Essentially, so I am currently the representative for the 109. And 2 years ago, when I started this journey on the campaign, I guess it's been 3 years ago now, the fall of 2017, so 2.5 years ago, I was frustrated. I'm a farmer, and I'm perfectly content. My three sons now are all on the farm, and everyone dreams of, you know, farming with your family. My daughter lives nearby, married to a youth and worship minister. So the summer of 2017, when the legislature met, and over the July 4th weekend, and slid the the 32% tax increase through. That frustrated me. I got about 13 men and women that work on the farm with me, and I began to realize how hard that was going to hit them. I began to realize there were absolutely zero reforms. It was just new money and tossing, you know, just new money, no reforms, no accountability, nothing. And that alone frustrated me. And I got vocal on Facebook, and I've served 17 years on our local North Clay School Board, last 12 of those board president, been very active, you know, in our community. So people come to us and talk a lot, and people began to, friends and business people in the neighborhood, have began to, as they were watching the Facebook feeds and my information that I was sharing, because I was searching for the truth, you know, and then I'd talk to our local elected representatives, and I'd find out that, and not only that, but the budget that was passed was still $1.2 billion upside down. So that's really what propelled me, other than, you know, basic moral issues, Second Amendment issues that it seems like government seems to be trampling on, that kind of a God-ordained mission field got us there. So here I am now. I love repping the 109. I'm out and about a lot. I tell people a lot of times, you heard Donald Trump several years ago say, we're going to win so much, we're going to get sick of winning. Well, I tell people, you know, I'm going to represent you so much, you might get sick of me, but, you know, representing you and seeing me. But that hasn't happened yet, people. I'm very, very proactive in our district. So the last week of session last year, in the May, Dale Ryder came over and told me that he was not going to be running again. And so I just, you know, didn't really, just, oh, you know, actually tried to talk him into staying in for another term. And because we've really been working together the last this last year, so anyway, didn't really, you know, think about it much after that. But yet, after he made his public announcement about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, same thing kind of happened. People that knew me in my district and even in the other district began to suggest maybe you ought to think about doing this. So anyway, we did the same thing that we did before. My wife and I, my church, my friends, and my family, we sit down and talk to them, and we just laid it down before God in prayer and fasting. We just believe that, yeah, maybe God's opening a door up. So I called Dale and I just said, okay, tell me what's the biggest difference between a senator and a rep. And he said, well, as a senator, you can probably have more of an impact for your district. You're dealing with half as many people, 59 senators versus 118 representatives, and then you're privy to about twice as much information through committee, because essentially the Senate and the House do similar things. So a senator will have kind of twice as much a committee responsibility. So the bills, the conversations, that are coming out, I'll have a little more head start on the knowledge of those. So all that, combined with the fact that my sons have their farm taken care of, this kind of seemingly is essentially our new mission field, my wife and I, and I love it, and I love building the relationships up here. I've been really proactive in getting Chicago representatives down to Southern Illinois to see the discrepancies and the disparities of our way of life versus theirs. So anyway, that's a really long answer to possibly a short question, why I'm doing this. I have with my four children, I have eight grandchildren. So ultimately, big picture is to create a future for them. And once you get south of Effingham, south of Volney, the southern part of the 109th district, things are drying up down there. Opportunity is slipping away. Businesses aren't necessarily, you know, looking to come there. So I want to be a part of changing that and luring business to our area, so that our next generation, my children, my grandchildren, will have a future there.